welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Amy Murdoch, Director of Government Affairs for the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Amy, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you back in the Business Spotlight once again. Let's start off by having you tell us about the Chamber's signature event, State of the Region, that was held on February 24th. For first-time listeners that may not know what this great event is, what is it and what's it all about?
Yeah, thanks so much for the opportunity. We always enjoy being with you and the opportunity to share what's going on with the business community. So yesterday we had our third annual State of the Region event. In the past, we've had a little bit more local focus, but we wanted to focus this year on a more regional kind of lens. And so we invited some of our regional community and economic development professionals, but also hosted our keynote speaker, Rich Overmoyer, who is a professional economic development and community development consultant. But interestingly, originally from Erie, from the Lower East Side, actually. And so, you know, his perspectives were really, really thoughtful and interesting. You know, he's worked all over the country, really gave us some good insights moving forward for our long-term economic development strategy. But, you know, not only did we hear from Rich, but we had the opportunity to kind of take those insights and then dive into some conversation with the county executive, with private sector leaders from Trucklight and Gannon University and others, and really kind of hone in on what are those investments that we need to make here, whether it's with our ARP funds or matching with private dollars, to really move the needle and change our trajectory.
What went into the decision making as far as making it a regional event instead of a local one? It appears that it was a calculated move. The Chamber has done such a great job of helping out local businesses during and now post-pandemic. What are your thoughts on that, Amy?
Yeah, so it is. You're right. It's very intentional. One of the things that we're eyeing is how do we as a community position ourselves to be competitive for all this federal funding that's breaking loose in the infrastructure bill and, you know, Build Back Better, you know, that's being discussed now. And we heard, you know, back at our Erie Homecoming event in the fall, we hosted Assistant Secretary Castillo, who oversees the Federal Economic Development Administration. And she was very clear to us that if we wanted to be competitive for EDA funding, that we had to work on a regional basis, that just working, you know, in the city or the county alone wasn't going to cut it. We needed to find ways to partner with some of the surrounding counties. And, you know, we're fortunate we have a very active, what's called a local development district. There's a number of them throughout the state and they're all throughout the country. But those entities are responsible for administering a lot of federal dollars that go into community and economic development. And so we hosted Jill Foyes, who's the executive director of that organization, to really help us hone in on what some of those partnerships are that we can be making, whether it's broadband or other workforce development initiatives that we can, you know, partner with them on and in the surrounding communities. So,
Amy, if we could, let's do a deeper dive into the subject matter that was discussed by your keynote speaker, Rich Overmoyer.
Sure. So what I like about Rich is he's, you know, he doesn't sugarcoat it. So what we wanted to do with this event is understand, you know, kind of what does the data tell us about this, you know, the state of the region. It's no secret, continuing population decline. There's all these kind of metrics that you look at a community and you see this kind of trajectory of decline. But our job is to try to figure out how do we turn that around. And there's pre-pandemic, it was a little bit of a different strategy where now post-pandemic, we have more remote workers. We have this exacerbated childcare crisis, I should say. You know, it certainly was an issue before the pandemic, but that now even more so. So those insights, I think, are really helpful for us moving forward. And what is kind of the post-pandemic economic development strategy, and what does that mean? And there's some really, you know, kind of, I want to call them basic things. I mean, they're hard to do, but the infrastructure in our broadband, right? Not everyone throughout the county has access to broadband or fiber, or, you know, and that causes all kinds of issues in the digital divide, whether it's education, whether it's employees that are, you know, work for Erie Insurance but are now working remotely. Really, you know, his recommendations were really solidly in building out that critical infrastructure in a post-pandemic world, but also that now it's not one of the phrases he ended with, which will stick with me, is instead of it's the economy stupid, it's the place stupid, right? So how do you build out a great place to attract talent and some of the jobs that follow? Where kind of pre-pandemic, it was a little bit of the opposite. How do you attract jobs and the people will follow? And so kind of thinking through, you know, how do we pivot a little bit with that balance of both attracting jobs and creating a great place?
I understand that Rich discussed the art of leadership in a new economy during his address. What were some of the takeaways from this topic?
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, he's worked all over the country, right? So he's worked with communities that are doing well. He's worked with communities that are not doing not so well. And so he had some observations that, you know, the leadership here is really going into action. And so what I really liked about what he said, there's kind of two types of leadership. One that fills the role, you know, maybe has the title, and then one that actually does the action. And we're seeing more and more where leaders here, they're not just filling the role, they're doing the action, right? There's kind of this more inertia behind cross-sector collaboration. And you really can't transform a community unless you're working public and private sector in hand. And so, you know, our message to our members and our attendees is to think about that in your own business or your own kind of pathway. What does that mean? Does that mean working, you know, collaborating with the university or, you know, collaborating with an artist, whatever that means in your space? Think about that and kind of expanding your horizons a little bit, because clearly, I think one of the takeaways is to put things into action, you really have to kind of collaborate across sectors.
Amy, it sounds like the theme of the event for members and non-members that attended was break out of your comfort zone, think outside of the box, and don't succumb to the status quo in the new economy. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. We had a short video, but one of the leaders that we recruited to participate in that was Kristen Santiago, who's the owner of Gone Local Erie. If you haven't purchased a box, go do it today. We use them all the time. But she's also a program manager for an accelerator with ECAT for creatives and makers. Really interesting to have the opportunity to speak with her, because I think about the work that's being done, right? So they take entrepreneurs that are creatives or makers. So Lake Erie Woodworks, as an example, and go through, I think it's a 6-month program to give them tools to kind of grow and build their business. Those skill sets that you find in creatives and makers, I think are really transferable to entrepreneurship, to other kind of sectors, right? As you're business, I think at its core solves problems. And I think as a creative person, you naturally are kind of a problem solver. And those skills are really transferable. And so I think just even, you know, whether it's encouraging an employee that might, you know, that might have kind of a side gig as in, you know, as an artist or whatever, to engage in those kinds of programs. Those are the ways that you can really kind of, I think, build up your workforce and your talent, and then find new talent and attract that talent here as well.
At the end of the day, it's only going to make an employer's business a more desirable place to work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I even think about, you know, my own kids, right? It's like, I would love for them to be able to participate in something like that someday, not just for that program and tie, but what are the skills that that's helping them develop, you know, for the future, kind of for their longer term career pathways as well?
Give our listeners some insight into some of the notable guests and panelists that attended the State of the Region event.
Sure. So our panelists were the county executive, Jill Foyes, who's the executive director of the Northwest Planning Commission, Dr. Karina Vernaza, who she's the Dean of Business and Engineering with Gannon University, oversees a lot of the activity that goes on in Gannon's new IHAC. And then Paul Znigocki, who's the Chief Technology Officer with Clarence Technologies, which is a partner of Trucklight. And so we, you know, had some elected officials as well, you know, folks from DCED, some of the, you know, municipalities, Union City, you know, Corey, Mill Creek Township there, all to kind of hear, you know, what's their piece of this kind of economic recovery strategy.
The Chamber and events like the State of the Region event are vital to economic recovery, aren't they, Amy?
100%. And we were very strategic about where we did some of the seating arrangements, right? Because there's just some really important conversation that we wanted to have happen between some of our private sector leaders and our county executive, for example, on some of this infrastructure that we're trying to drive forward. But it's also a business-to-business connection, right? We had a member, you know, they talked to me earlier in the week and said how excited they were for the event. And I said, you know, just try to understand a little bit about their business and said, okay, you know, I know so-and-so is coming to the event. I can make that connection for you. And it was a great B2B connection. And, you know, hopefully, you know, they've got to take it from there. But that's really what we're here to do, is drive those connections. And really, you know, every connection is an opportunity, you know, as an entrepreneur. So that's what we try to provide at these.
From a chamber perspective, what were your takeaways from the State of the Region event?
I can't stress enough the importance of the willingness of leadership to work across sectors. We will not be competitive for these dollars that are on the table if we don't do that. And I think there is that willingness there. But you know, that willingness comes, it's got to come from a groundswell. And so we really need, you know, you might not be a CEO, right? You might not think that your voice is important, but it is. Everyone, you know, saying and having that willingness to work, if you're in private sector, work with public or nonprofits or philanthropy, whatever that is, it's important. You know, I have to say, before I was at the chamber, I didn't really fully realize the impact and the value of events like this, but they're enormously impactful and important. You know, we have our own story, and we can either choose to let other people write it, or we can write it ourselves. And by coming to these events, participating, you know, giving feedback when there's a call for, you know, Mill Creek Township is asking for public input on their Presque Isle Gateway. That's important. It might not seem like it is, but it is. And so if you're interested in figuring out, you know, how you can engage more as, you know, maybe a business or whatever sector you're from, our team is here to help you kind of figure that out and put you in touch with the right opportunities. You know, the county is, we put a survey out to our members asking them if they're interested in participating in any county boards or authorities. You know, there's all these kinds of opportunities, and we're here to help you engage.
Amy, you brought up Build Back Better, and that's just one of several programs that are out there to help areas like Erie with economic recovery. What is your greatest hope for Erie in terms of the business community to maximize those dollars that are out there?
Yeah, I would say my greatest hope for Erie is for our leadership, public and private, to commit to getting around the table on a regular basis, having candid conversation about what the priorities are, and then committing, you know, when you walk out the door, no matter, you know, the maybe the debate that happened in the room, but that you walk out the door committed to the same goal. And I think I think we're on our way to that, if not there already. But without that, you know, our community is going to lose out. But I have to say, you know, the county executive, the mayor, the leadership all across the board is certainly willing to do that. We just have to be, I think we just have to be diligent about it and be creative too, right? Not accept kind of the status quo, but, you know, willing to listen across the board and hear ideas that might not be akin to yours, but pause, think about them. You know, we talk about active listening and committed, you know, to one another and committed to this community growing.
An event like the State of the Region event cannot happen without sponsors. And I know you have an impressive list of sponsors that you would like to mention, Amy.
We did. And we're always so grateful for their contribution. It really is always so meaningful. We have Value Momentum, WabTech Corporation, Highmark, Erie Insurance, Knox Law, National Fuel, Velocity Net, and Great Lakes Insurance. And really a big thank you to all of those businesses that help make this successful. Like I said, it's important. It's critical conversation that happens. And we can't do it without your help. So we're very grateful.
One of the things that caught my attention when I looked at your agenda was the panel discussion. Those are always intriguing. You get people from so many different varying components of business to talk openly in front of a crowd at an event. You mentioned some of the folks that took part in that. Let's hear about some of the topics that were discussed.
Yeah, so, you know, we had this kind of unique opportunity, particularly with representatives from Trucklight and then Gannon University, to have this conversation about what's the infrastructure that we need to be investing in. But, you know, but not just, you know, what's the infrastructure, but then we got the county executive sitting there that's looking to reallocate $26 million. And, you know, so some really good, I think, outcomes of that. I know his administration is thinking through, you know, how do we reinvest the ARP funding? And so there's some really good takeaways from leadership that's doing it, right? You know, Trucklight came here for a reason. And so we got to hear, you know, what were the assets and infrastructure that were needed to secure them in our region. Same thing with Gannon University. You know, what is the university doing to prepare us for, you know, jobs of the future? How are they partnering with other industry? What kind of industry are they trying to attract? And, you know, oh, by the way, we can't get so-and-so because, you know, we don't have broadband. Those kinds of things that are also so critical. And so it was really just a good opportunity to kind of intertwine the action with the resources right there, I think really drive home kind of a call to action for our public sector and how they're prioritizing some of this funding.
Amy, this event seems like another great example of the chamber spearheading these type of gatherings where you can put members as well as non-members directly in front of regional business leaders and experts that are charting the course to economic recovery. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, they're really important because as you're thinking about your strategic plan, you know, where is the Erie market going in the next 18 to 36 months? This information, I think, is really critical for you to hear, but not only for your own business, but then the opportunity to advocate directly with the county executive or, you know, DCED or others that are there in the room that are some of these decision makers, right, that do affect your business on a daily basis. It's vitally important. And that's, you know, the public sector can't make good decisions unless the private sector shows up, right? And so just being there and saying hello, making that connection, you know, as I said before, every connection is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to grow your business, to make an impact on some of the decision making that's happening and infrastructure, you know, some of these things that affect you on a daily basis. And so, you know, I'd encourage you to come and join us for our future events. Find out what's going on in the market. Find out, you know, how you can grow or expand your business, and find out how you can influence some of the decision making.
Amy, we're almost at the finish line of another episode of Business Spotlight. Thank you so much for your time. I want to close with a couple of things. First, what are your final thoughts on the State of the Region event, which once again was another fantastic chamber event?
Oh, we're always so grateful to spend some time with you. But I would have to say thank you to all of our speakers. Thank you to the mayor, the county executive, everyone that participated in the event, everyone that participated in our video and, you know, shared their story about what's going on, whether it's Union City or Corey or, workforce or other kind of private sector activity. We're just really grateful for everyone that participated and, of course, to all of our sponsors as well.
Amy, we'll close with this. For those that are intrigued by what they've heard on today's program and want to check out future chamber events, what is the best resource for them to go to get schedules and information on what those events will be and when they will take place?
Yeah, sure. So on our website, www.eriepa.com, we have a news and events page. There's a calendar there where you can see all of our upcoming events, and our team always does such a great job. I should have added that as well. Just a big thank you to all of our team. You know, some of us get to be the face of these things while others really are working hard behind the scenes. And so I just have to say a big thank you to all of the team here. They work so hard to make it a nice event for you, and I'm really thankful to them as well.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.